Reality Check Radio. Learn by listening. In this series, you will hear the audio straight from a training evolution, interview, or gear evaluation in 7 to 15 minute microbursts. Powered by Hank Hayes, CEO of NLB Tactical and Intuitive Self-Protection, these companies have been training law enforcement and military at the special operations level since 1998. Let's jump in.
All right, let's talk about something that we get asked all the time, and that is the positioning for drawing from concealment and how do you properly draw from concealment. Hi, my name's Hank Hayes, Intuitive Self-Protection and NLB Tactical. So there is a lot on this. This is a way, this isn't the way, but this is the way that we use. We've learned from many of the guys that are overseas and are, you know, operating in low visibility. What's low vis? Basically, you're not kitted out, or you're not, open carrying or showing that you have a weapon system. It's concealed, and you need to get it out in a hurry and get to work. Okay, so let's talk about this. In this instance, I'm using a Kydex holster here, and it has a claw feature, and it also has a back strap on it, which leans into the body and helps it so you can get a really good, solid positioning on that weapon system every time the same way. Okay, where do you want to carry? Okay, I personally carry in the 12 o'clock position. And so when I say 12 o'clock, what does that mean? So 12 o'clock, and then you look around your body, either 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or back here would be the 6 o'clock position. Many people carry in the 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock position. I don't find it comfortable, nor do I find it fast, but that's just me. And you should really have your head on a swivel all the time. You know, I see a lot of people, you know, they're so fixated on, but I gotta get my gun really fast, and all this stuff. And you ask the question, well, how many people have been in a gunfight? Hardly anybody ever raises their hand. And you ask, how many people have been into some kind of push, shove, wrestling match of some type with anybody? And easily 70% of the people raise their hand. So how does that happen? Man, you need to have your head on a swivel and you can see stuff coming. Okay, I digress. So let's talk about the body position of either the 12 or the 3 o'clock position, right? So I'm just gonna take this holster here, and I'm still working on losing that weight, but I'm 60, right? So that's my lame excuse. That's my lame excuse, but got to stay in that gym, got to keep it thin. You got to be fit, man. You got to be fight fit, right? You don't want to have to run somebody down to get your butt kicked, or run away to try and get to safety and get your butt kicked. Be fit, be cardio fit, and be strong no matter what your age. Okay, so I'm going to sink this in my belt line, right? Okay, great. Now that's in that 12 o'clock position. So 12, 3, 9, whichever you want to call at, okay, depending on how you look at the clock. I guess this, I'm a lefty, so this would be 9 o'clock if it was on the side right here. Okay, that's my 12 o'clock position, right? So his weapon system, this gun is clear and safe. Visually inspect, physically inspect, no mag in that gun, and this mag here is clear and safe. I'm gonna insert, seat, and lock, I'm gonna send, slide home, and I'm gonna put the weapon system in my holster. So I'm gonna clear my garment visually, and you'll hear it. And I sunk that weapon in there, and it locked into place. So you hear it snap into place, right? Okay, now I wanna set up for fit, so I know that that weapon is where I want it to be, and make sure your clip gets underneath your belt so it's fixed into place and have a good belt. Okay, so now, whether it's the 12 o'clock position or the 9 o'clock position, what's the first thing we have to do? So we are threat focused. We're looking at what's going on out there, right? The first thing that we're gonna wanna do is once we've ID'd that we have to bring our weapon system into the fight. So we're looking. We need to make sure that there's a reason to do that. And that's should be abundantly clear. We don't wanna pull our gun out when the guy has a phone. Right? We don't want to pull our gun out when the guy has his little camera out, right? We need to pull our gun out when it's warranted. That's your decision, again, for another day. Okay, first thing we're gonna do is get a piece of garment. We're gonna clear that garment. We're gonna clear that garment up so it's out of the way. We wanna bring it into our body. We don't want it way out here, and you'll see why in a second. We wanna clear that garment, and then we wanna sink a solid grip on our weapon system. This is why we need a good holster, because the distance between the grip and the clip will define how much we can sink a grip on that weapon system. Because if we go back to the big six, to the foundation of shooting, master grip after we have a good overall stance, right? So your stance is everything. Use that same stance for fighting. Use that same stance for sinking your grip. You sink that grip and you bring your weapon system up. And now once your weapon system is up, right at about the hand or above the hand, you drop that garment. Now build grip, punch weapon system out. I'm on target, good to go, and then I'm on trick, right? Identify, and again, your shoot, no shoot variable. Okay, let's go back to talking about that shirt. Okay, I'm gonna visually look at where I'm gonna sink my weapon. I'm gonna sink my weapon back in. The reason why we want our shirt in tight here, so you're basically doing a curl here, right? You're doing a curl here. You don't want it out here because you don't want to do this and then get all caught up here. Now you got problems, right? Now you got problems. So you want this simply here. Build grip, bring weapon system up underneath your dominant eye, release garment, build grip, point of contact, sink that grip in, punch weapon system out, get on trig, and execute when you have to, execute the shot when you have to, right? Look around for other work, then slowly and reluctantly put your weapon system back in your holster. Unless the police show up on scene, listen to them, do exactly what they say, and do it slowly. Do it slowly. Okay, so now let's talk about if our weapon system was here. Same thing, but when you grab a garment and clear garment, you have to do it just a little bit more demonstratively. Big word, demonstratively. I mean, you gotta really bring that up, sink that grip, bring your weapon system up, clear the garment, same way, drop garment, build grip, press out, all right? Okay, so now in this particular shirt, it's okay, but it's not the best for concealment. What would be better is, I just grabbed a couple here. Just take a look at this and you can see where I'm printing. It's kind of a loose shirt, pretty good. Imagine this one on. Okay, much better. Darker colors and pattern colors are much better for your concealment. I got another shirt here. Oh, this is when I was teaching at the Northwest Law Enforcement Academy. Dark colors here, you can see the coverage is much better. And if you have a pattern, you are that much better. So, in closing, let's go for it again. Gotta have a good stance. Always be situationally aware. Head on a swivel. You've ID'd something. You are going to be clearing garment, gaining a master grip. You're gonna deploy your weapon system. You're gonna get above your shirt. You're gonna release the garment and you're gonna be getting on your weapon system. And I wanna add, you wanna be doing all this while moving to a point of cover. It's a little bit more advanced, but you wanna have cover when you can. Hank K is Intuitive Self Protection, NLB Tactical. Website is intuitivesp.com. Go to our social channels and like, share, subscribe. And share it out, man. Share this with your friends. We've been doing this professionally for 25 years, mainly in law enforcement, military space. Love to serve you guys and love to have you come out and train. Ciao. Enter your comments. We'll see you.
As you heard, this is audio from the live filmed events. To get a more complete learning experience, go watch the video. The links are provided below. To take your learning to the next level and get free training and massive discounts on gear and live events, hop on the ISP mailing list. We ask if you found value in your experience with us to please connect on all our social media platforms. Like, share, and subscribe. Until we connect again, keep your head on a swivel. Be safe. Intuitive Self-Protection and NLB signing off.